This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As Canada's provinces begin to relax some restrictions in the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown, at least one First Nation is saying no. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Mohawks of Ganisetage want to keep their territory closed to visitors.
One of the restrictions slowly being eased in the province of Quebec is the opening of provincial parks. The government is still limiting the number of visitors to those parks and closing off some sections. But the Mohawk Council of Ganisetage has set up barriers and is warning people to stay out of the Oka Provincial Park. The park is less than 2 miles from the Mohawk territory. Ganisetage Grand Chief Serge Simon says it's not safe to allow the park to reopen without proper safety protocols to deal with COVID-19. Simon says his residents are not blocking access to the park, just telling people at the entrance to Oka to turn around and please go home.
I'm trying the best I can to protect the region where, you know, cannabis and cigarettes and tourism are the main attraction here. So it brings a lot of people and a lot of risk.
Simon says the agency that operates the provincial parks did not consult with Ganisetage. Simon adds that about half the residents of the First Nation have diabetes, heart conditions, and other health issues at a higher rate than the national average. And that, he adds, means a higher death rate if COVID-19 should emerge in Ganisetage. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem says the Attorney General is investigating tribal checkpoints on state and federal highways. Noem says that investigation has taken a new step. The state is turning to the federal government and the White House. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and the Oglala Sioux Tribe set up checkpoints in response to COVID-19, which Noem wants taken down. Lee Strubinger has more.
Since early May, Governor Noem has asked the Cheyenne River and Oglala Sioux Tribes to remove their checkpoints or face a federal lawsuit. The checkpoints are still in place. Now, the governor says she's provided investigative documents to the White House, the Department of Justice, and the Department of the Interior, asking for assistance in resolving the situation. She wants their help and says the Justice Department has jurisdiction.
I know that there are questions out there about respecting sovereignty. So I invite everybody to go to covid.sd.gov to review all the easements that are in place granting us the right to put these roads where they are. These are easements that the tribe did agree to, and the legal documentation is there showing that these checkpoints cannot lawfully be on U.S. and state highways.
Language for one easement says the tribe expressly retains all rights and authority over the land. A 1990 circuit court ruling finds that, without tribal consent, the state does not have jurisdiction on highways within reservation boundaries. The governor's office says that ruling doesn't apply in this instance. Noem says she continues to work in good faith with the tribes, offering a plan to remove the checkpoints. Cheyenne River Sioux tribal leaders say they received the proposal and are considering the plan. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Red Lake Nation voters approved a medical marijuana referendum Wednesday. Voters were asked whether or not to legalize it on the Red Lake Reservation in Minnesota. According to a press release, medical marijuana in Minnesota is legal to those who qualify in liquid, pill, or vaporized forms. The tribe's plans include retailing cannabis in flower form, and added conditions to qualify include depression, chronic pain, and opioid addiction recovery. The measure was approved with 80% of the vote. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Western Governors University, an online university for working adults and underserved populations offering degree programs in business, IT, teaching, and health professions. More at wgu.edu/degrees. Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.